This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. At this hour, world leaders, along with hundreds of veterans, are on the beaches of Normandy, France, marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. The day began with a lone bagpiper, marking the moment the first British soldiers went ashore. French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Theresa May met with a group of veterans and thanked them, saying, "We owe them our freedom."
To our veterans here in Normandy today, I want to say the only words we can. Thank you.
Later, the French president told D-Day veterans that France doesn't forget their sacrifice for his country's liberty.
"We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom. On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you."
In his speech, U.S. President Donald Trump honored the Great Alliance built on the beaches of Normandy 75 years ago.
"To all of our friends and partners, our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and proven in the blessings of peace. Our bond is unbreakable."
President Trump, French President Macron, and their wives are now paying respects at the Normandy American Cemetery near Omaha Beach, where Allied forces landed on D-Day. Denmark's Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen has resigned after the opposition Social Democrats won the most seats in the country's elections. Rasmussen's Liberal Party actually picked up seats, but the nationalist Danish People's Party that supported his minority government suffered huge losses. From Washington, this is VOA News. Talks will resume today between the Trump administration